The water sources that people are drawing water from is showing traces of crude oil seeping out of the groundwater sources, and the river systems are all polluted, so people have a problem with drawing water to drink and cook. And
are people drinking this water that's got, that appears to have crude oil in it?
The team that went into Levani actually saw children drawing water from the source that produces this oily water that shows crude oil. And also there were men from the village who came in and drank straight off from the underground sources.
What's the situation with people getting water in general? How bad is it?
The community, Levani Valley, doesn't have any water retention system. It doesn't have any tanks in there. And many families don't have the tarpaulins to collect rainwater. So many are resorting to use these waters that are dirty and polluted. Tanks are in need there. Water collection, harvesting systems are needed there in that valley.
And what have you been finding more generally with your teams going out?
Generally, we are seeing that many houses, people are living outside of their homes because many houses have gone down and many more are not safe to stay in. Generally, around the communities, we are not seeing a lot of big care centers that have the numbers like 50, 100, that sort of thing, because of the social situation that people are sort of confined to their own comfort zones.
So you mean because of tribal fights?
Yeah, because of tribal fights. So people tend not to get together in groups. But within their own boundaries, there are small groups of people living next to their homes, families of two, three. The remaining family homes are, you know, the occupants' numbers are swelling up to 10, 15, sort of. So that's what we are seeing. Another thing we are seeing is that there's a lot of disabled people who are left unattended or left because of the need for special care. They are left alone in shelters that are probably risky. We are also seeing many mothers and children who are so traumatized that they're not thinking well, and they are losing appetite and growing pale, and they're just sort of getting unconscious in dialogue and all those sort of things. So a lot of traumatized people are around. Even the adults are, when they see the strong winds coming and trees move, they think earthquake is happening, and they're sort of panicking already.
Tell us how the relief is going.
It needs a better coordinated effort. Families, people who need the food are not receiving them well. The old people, those who are people with disabilities, the mothers and children. There is no proper communication when food is to be distributed to certain locations, and there is no leadership on the ground to help distribute properly. When the rations are delivered, people are rushing, young people are rushing to the choppers before they land, and they're grabbing at the rations. So the old people have been missing out. And also we're getting reports of food designated to certain places have been dropped off in different locations, and young boys are selling off those food. You know, they're selling them around the places, so the distribution of rations needs to be improved.